Hey, Power Achievers, go bold or go home. This is your year to shine. Hey, get the strategies, the ideas, the information, and everything that you need to help you do life with power by listening to everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council, and the expert guest that hang out with us on Designing Your Life Today. You can also get lots of achieving information, free downloads, savings on products, and so much more when you visit our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. Check us out on our social media sites under Designing Your Life Today and my name, Pat Council. Are you ready to be bodacious by achieving all of your goals? Then let's get to it. Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Thriving Thursday. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council, and I am here to talk to you about a true power thought. We've been talking about putting your best thoughts forward, your most powerful thoughts forward, so that you can position yourself to have your best year ever, so that you can position yourself to achieve the goals that you set at the beginning of this year. Now, if you haven't set any goals yet, you still have time because we are coming to the end of the first quarter of the year. So that still gives you time to kick things up a notch and get into gear and really make life happen. So let's find out, what does it take to put our best thoughts forward, our most powerful thoughts forward, and a true power thought? How do we have or ensure that our thoughts stay powerful? Well, one of the things that you want to do, of course, is you want to see it first. So we're going to talk about the importance of seeing whatever you want, seeing it first, seeing it in your mind, and buying into it wholeheartedly, 100%, unequivocally, no doubt, buying into the idea that you can make it happen and that whatever it is you see, think, feel, and connect with, that it can in fact be yours. Here's the thing about that. When your eyes are open, you see the world that lies outside you. So you can see those things, touch those things, so you know that they're real. You see the items of the room that you're in, or if you're outside or in your car, you can see those tangible items. You can see the people and the view of the landscape through the window if you're looking out of a window. And so you take for granted that the objects are real and separate from yourself. However, here's the thing. These objects, they are real. They are, in fact, separate from you. Why? Because they have already manifested themselves. They've already become a reality based on someone else's thoughts and someone else's actions, and in some cases, in your actions. The car, if you're riding in a car listening to this podcast, the car that you're riding in or the car that you own, then that was someone else's thought first. So when it comes to a true power thought, it is important that you see it first and embrace it wholeheartedly. Winners see the act of winning in advance. They see it before it happens, and they see it in multi-dimensional, textured, clear. Just there's no doubt in their mind. They see it to the point where, even though it has not yet manifested itself, they see it to the point where they feel as though they can touch it. And that's all they talk about. That's all they think about. That's all they want to connect to. And anyone who speaks against that, they either shut them down, and I'm not talking about by telling people not to talk or that they don't want to hear it, but they walk away or they disconnect mentally because they're not hearing anything that speaks against their success. Champions know that. So what you see, that's who you're going to be. That's what you're going to have. And so if you're not achieving a goal, it's because you're not fully vested in that goal. You're not invested in making it happen. And you don't really clearly see it. And if you say, well, I know what I want, but I don't know how to make it happen, so that's why I don't see it. Here's the beauty of life. You don't have to know all of the hows. You only have to know the what. And what do you want? What do you want to achieve? When do you want to achieve it? When do you want to make this happen? And so when you can know that, then guess what's going to happen? What's going to happen is you are going to discover the how. Opportunities will present themselves into your life. And you just have to be courageous enough, confident enough, and wise enough, first of all, to recognize the opportunity. And then the confidence and the courage comes into play when it's time for you to step up and connect with that opportunity and start to make it happen. You know what? When you close your eyes, images and thoughts, they flow through your mind. So you either have one of two kinds of images. You either have the image that is convincing you that it's not a possibility or that it might not happen, or you have the image that says it's a done deal. It's going to happen. That's called faith. If you missed yesterday's podcast, you want to go and listen to yesterday's podcast. And I talk about what faith is in a sense, kind of in a broad sense. So go and listen to yesterday's podcast, because I don't want to repeat myself today, because you want to keep learning new information, right? Or being inspired by information. Some of this you already know, but sometimes it's good to hear it again. But check out yesterday's podcast, and you can go to blog.designyourlifetoday.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, Designing Your Life Today. And so the thing is that when you close your eyes, you have these images and thoughts that flow through your mind. And you might even review memories of past events or preview future possibilities. But here's what I want to tell you about that. I would say that the only time that you want to recall past events is if it's an event that you want to recall that will inspire you, or it is a memory that you need to recall so that it can add to what you're doing in the present moment. Also, I would encourage you to stay in the present moment with your thoughts and keep them powerful and not necessarily look into the future. And you say, well, wait a minute. I've set goals, and these are what I consider to be futuristic goals. Here's where I'm going with this. When it comes to goal achievement, one, in order for you to achieve your goals, you have to be in the present moment. You have to see right here, right now, today, that you have already accomplished your goals. And I talked about that on yesterday. And I think I made that point pretty clear, so everyone could understand the power of seeing your goal as already completed. So that's a very present moment action. When we look into the future, this is what sometimes causes people to become afraid. They become afraid because they're thinking, wait a minute, suppose this doesn't happen. Suppose I don't get what I want. Suppose I don't get to where it is I want to be in my life. We start to do the supposes. And as a result, we shut down and we don't go fully towards our goals. So it is important to see it first, but to see it as being complete. You can daydream about what may be or what might have been, and your imagination will take you beyond, the limits of space and time. So you are only limited by your thinking. So most people attach little importance to those visions. They don't realize the power of seeing it first and to really just visualizing you as having complete that goal over and over again until it becomes a part of you, until you become so inspired by it, so committed to it with such conviction, until you will stay the course. This is what keeps us from stopping. This is what causes goal achievement to actually become a reality. There may seem different visions that you have, these inner visions, and they might seem pleasantly irrelevant. But the thing is that they're not irrelevant. You need to know. And when I say pleasantly irrelevant, in other words, there's some goals that will pop into your mind that will seem like they're really kind of easygoing goals, and you just imagine yourself, let's say, running through a field of lilies. Do people do that today? But running through a field of lilies is something that's a pleasant goal, but it's totally irrelevant, and it's against your you achieving. In other words, it's taking you off your mark. So keep in mind, and I'm mentioning this so you will know that you have to attach some importance to your inner visions. You don't want to spend your time thinking about things that are not relevant to your success. When you're in that success mode, when you are making it happen, then you want to put your mind on it and stay there. Now, if you're like most people, you perhaps grew up with the idea that seeing is believing. In other words, you needed to physically see something. It has to be real for you. You have to be able to touch it and see it with your own eyes before you can actually believe in the idea of it, that the idea that it exists. People say, I won't believe it until I see it. Well, here's the drawback to that. When it comes to goal achievement, you have to believe it before you see it. That's faith. Without faith, there is no framework. There is no foundation that will be set so that you can achieve your goals, so that you can get to where it is you want to be, so that you can make your life happen in the manner that works for you, so that you can create that amazing, powerful lifestyle. So this is a true power thought that you want to adopt. And this is probably, I mean, we're at the end of the month. Tomorrow's Friday. And so we're at the end of the month. And I would say this is by far, if you take nothing else away from the other podcasts that I've done this month, I would encourage you to really pay attention to what I'm sharing with you today, because it will open your eyes and allow you to become more successful. You know, there are people, I don't know anybody who's achieved any level, great level of success, or even a smaller level of success, who have to see it before they can believe it. So you want to see it first and see it as done, and see the act of winning, see yourself making it happen, see yourself never giving up, never quitting. I can guarantee you, you will find out how resilient your mind is. Yesterday's podcast, I gave some really an idea that you could implement that would help you discover your power to win and your power to achieve. And I would suggest that, once again, if you have not listened to yesterday's show, that you go back and you listen to yesterday's show, and that you use that or start to work that challenge, and you're going to discover some amazing things about yourself. So the truth of the matter is, when it comes to you being your best, having your best, the things that you want, they are there for you. But you want them just, you can't just want them for a moment in time. In other words, you can't just want them for a split second by opening your mouth and say, ooh, I want to have more money, I want to increase my income, and you don't give your mind, your thoughts, the opportunity to buy into that. You see, it is a fleeting thought if you don't hold that thought, if you don't visualize that thought, if you don't see it as being completed, if you don't make plans to make that part of your life happen, you see. So this is what you want to focus on. And if you say, well, you know, I focused on some things and I didn't get those things. For example, I've had a person tell me one time, you know, I focused on having a great relationship with this guy and that it didn't work out. And I said, because you were controlling the outcome in that sense. What you want is a loving relationship with the right guy. So what you need to do is not focus on one particular guy, but you need to be open to the idea and see yourself in a loving relationship and let that person step into that picture. And of course, whatever you need to do on your part in order that you can attract the kind of person that you want into your life, then there will be signs and promptings that will cause you or make you recognize that you need to up your game, or you need to change a part of your attitude, or there's something else that you need to do. So the point that I'm making is, don't be afraid to open your mind and see things as being completed. And then as you're prompted to make certain moves in order to make that real, take those moves, make those moves, and go get what you want for your life. Listen, that's all I have for you today on this Thriving Thursday. If you truly want to thrive in life, if you truly want to thrive in your business, then you've got to see it first. Hey, you guys, remember that you are built by design to win. It is all about you stepping up and getting the lifestyle and claiming the lifestyle that you know that you deserve and the one that you want. And you know what? When you do that, you're doing life with power. Have a great day. Hey again, Power Achievers. I want to thank you guys for listening to Designing Your Life today and hanging out with us all year long. This is your year to be bodacious. It's time to go bold. Pull out all the stops, all of those goals and dreams that you have, the desires that you have. It's time to make them real. You can have the lifestyle that you desire. It is not a myth. It is not fantasy. You can make it happen. And you can do that by staying focused, raising your confidence, giving yourself the self-esteem boost that you need, and getting strategies that will help you stay on point and getting the necessary knowledge that you need. to get to where it is you want to be. On Designing Your Life today, we are so committed to bringing you information that will help you to life and power, that will help you realize all of your goals and dreams. That's why we're here. Our goal is to help you reach your goal. So you know what, you guys? You can help us by letting us know what you want to hear about, what you want to learn more about, and we will do our best to talk about it. Or I will find a guest that will come on our show and share their expertise with you. We want you to get the information and the guidance that you need so that you can get to where it is you want to be. Another thing that you can do is you can hang out with us all year long on Facebook or our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Check me out on my other social media pages, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can find me there under my name, Pat Council. Love to hang out with you guys. You guys are going to find some great information. You're going to get goal posters. We have some really great things and great ideas to help you do life with power. This is your time to shine. This is your year to go bold. It's all about being bodacious. Step up, step out, and do what it takes to make it happen. Why? Because you can. You guys have a great day. You know what to do.